gonna think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show on CITR 101.9 FM, a little radio station based in Vancouver on the UBC campus. And we've just wrapped up the 2014 Fund Drive. Thanks to everyone who donated to this show in particular last week, and also to everyone who has donated throughout the week to any show and to the station as a whole. I just got word from our studio station manager Brenda Grunauer, just mentioned that some lovely alumni just donated $1,000. That's enormously beneficial to the cause of Fund Drive and very generous. So thank you, whoever that mystery donor is. Someone who probably went to this university a couple of decades ago and remembers their formative time. So thanks again. There is a finale tonight. If you live in Vancouver, there's a big concert being held at the Biltmore Cabaret, which will be a lot of fun. And there's a silent auction there, including a couple of Nick Cave tickets. I gave away a couple last week to a lucky donor who donated $150 and walked away with two tickets to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, the first show, and a second show has been announced for March 8th. Which is exciting because I didn't get around to get tickets myself. So I'm actually very excited that Mark Lanegan of the Screaming Trees, formerly of the Screaming Trees, as a legendary Seattle musician, is going to be supporting Nick. So that's kind of making me think, even though I've seen Nick Cave a few times, that this might be worth it to see Mark Lanegan. Yeah, a legend. Anyway, this is Australian and Canadian music that I focus on here on the show. You can catch the blog. It's at ozstrandedradio.com if you haven't already gone there. So I generally broadcast some older music up front because I love digging into musical history and learning about the country where I've landed for the present, which is Canada. And there's one band that one cannot go past, and it's surprised me that it's taken me this long to play them, dig into them a little bit, which I will do today. They're, of course, a band called No Means No, absolutely legendary post-punk band from the city of Victoria in British Columbia, not far away. Although, I guess officially they live here in Vancouver. I mean, they don't play here very much anymore, but I believe that the members of No Means No live in the city. They formed in Victoria in 1979. The brothers Rob Wright and John Wright, and have had numerous adventures touring overseas, a very devoted following in Europe in particular, and here in North America. But they're so sure about what they do and committed to their vision that the thought of chasing commercial success has never pushed them off course. So they've stuck to their guns, and they're legends. So I'm going to play you four tracks from the band today, which is just barely scratching the surface. But it's what I can do today. I am required to play mostly new music on this show, so there's really not too much old stuff I can get away with playing, but I push it because it's what I'm interested in. So the band is No Means No, and I want to go right back to 1986, I believe. This is the earliest album that I can find here on CD, at least, in our station. It's called Sex Mad, No Means No. This will be great. I really haven't heard their pioneering stuff at all. So I have heard the track 2 called Dad is quite a good number, so I'll play that. It's typical of their not being afraid to tackle taboo subjects. Dad, I think it relates to childhood sexual abuse. So right from the beginning, they were pulling punches and really digging into what life is and not just the surface level stuff. So let's play this song called Dad from the legendary No Means No of Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I was feeling so alone. I was late.
I was driving around aimlessly. A waking dream occurred to me that everyone I knew had died that day, that my friends, co-workers, and loved ones had all just suddenly passed away. Well, there were drunken car crashes and airline disasters and suicides that were unexplained. And as I drove past familiar scenes, streets and buildings were 100 times seen, as a wave of contentment washed over me, I wondered what this could possibly mean. As the sun spilled its warmth over the houses and the trees, I felt that I was finally free. But you know what they say, the world wasn't built in a day. You know what they say, the world wasn't built in a day. No way. In the parking lot of the local Safeway. Well, I had seen her face 100 times, but I never knew her name. And as I drove her home, she laughed and she sighed, and the strain of the moment passed away. I explained how my father had died, how I had seen his body and never cried. She let her hand fall on my leg, and there she let it stray. When I dropped her off, she asked me up. I politely said I couldn't stay. And as she walked to the door, as those bags of groceries gently swayed, I turned the wheel and muttered to myself, no way, man, no way. But you know what they say, the world wasn't built in a day. That beneath them lay. In long shadows the traffic lights gleamed, red and green. They traced the way through a corridor of sidewalks, where people wandered at the end of their day. I drove to my space on that waterfront, picked up my guitar and started to play. Alone I sang for the people that I knew, for my friends and family, and for them I prayed that no storm would come and sweep them up, that no winds would bear them away.
home. The air was cool and the sky was dark. Street lamps cast their mockery of light over ghostly shapes in an empty night. Should I believe in the things I see? Am I in you? Are you in me? What should I believe? Tell me. What should I believe? At home on the porch, the wind in the trees, murmur the background for my waking dream, where I drive through a city with labyrinth streets, where no one walks, where no voices speak, where empty towers above. But you know what they say, the world was built in a day. Yeah, what they say, the world wasn't built in a day. No way. You lie before me sleeping, your eyes flutter in a dream. Am I in you? Are you in me? What should I believe? Tell me. What should I believe? But you know what they say. You know what they say.
I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Nourishing Radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
All right, we're back here. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, and we're digging into legendary post-punk band No Means No today. We're playing four songs in total. That was quite a long one there. And it was called The World Wasn't Built in a Day. It's from a record called Dance of the Headless Bourgeoisie. Pretty amazing song. A 9 minute there. Quite an epic and a real slow burner. The song before that was a lot quicker, punchier. It was the song Dad off the record Sex Mad, which came out in 1986. So No Means No, of course, real Canadian music lovers would know a lot more about them than I do, because I'm playing catch up here, and I love their sensibility. I love that they don't take the easy route, and I found this fascinating book in the library, actually, called it's No Means No, Going Nowhere. It's by Mark Black, and this is a series of books. It's called the Bibliophonic Series, which an Exclaim magazine says the bibliographic series appeases diehards in a format that even the most casual fan can digest. That's an apt description there. These little books that are written by music fans about their favorite band. So this series eventually came to No Means No, and a gentleman named Mark Black, who works in television and media, I believe, and he's been a huge No Means No fan since way back in the 80s. And it's just great reading his honest appreciation of the band, and I'll read you what he said about that song. He's actually quoting in the book what a third party even said about the song. A guy named Ford Peer a longtime friend of the band, said, well, the world wasn't built in a day. It's a song about being alone, but the ultimate realization of the narrator is that you're never alone. This empty city that he describes is full of all these people that he remembers. They're always part of what he thinks about and what he does, and he wouldn't really exist without them. If you've never felt isolated and detached while in the presence of another human being, then you might not connect with the world wasn't built in a day. But if you've ever felt that isolation, that song can capture your imagination and add significance to your life by reframing and refocusing your experiences. So that's, it's really, you know, a good theme that this writer picks up on about the music of No Means No generally, that it can be unsettling, but that's kind of the point, you know, that, you know, he's saying here, you know, bands that matter strike a nerve with those who encounter them, and the audience are the ones who decide what it means to them. It's simple. We determine meaning, and we decide what is meaningful in our lives. And No Means No are a good example of a band that that thoughtful people can bring their own meaning to, because the lyrics are difficult to grasp in first instance, and the songs have an unsettling tone to them. So it's a creative experience listening to this band, I've realized, and I don't know why it's taken me so long to find them. Let's get into another track from them anyway. This is, people regard this as their greatest album, a lot of people. It's called Wrong. And I've picked one song here for you called Rags and Bones. So today we're starting the show with No Means No. This is Rags and Bones from the record Wrong.
radio station at odds against major broadcasting corporations.
I want CITR.
Dead.
I want CITR.
His family. Dead. I want a
radio station.
Burnt to the ground. I want to go to
Vancouver, BC.
I want to piss out his ashes.
Was given an opportunity they thought they would never get.
It's UBC. It says here that they want to give us a new radio station.
But they were up against one major problem.
How are we going to pay to move all our stuff into the new radio station?
CITR Radio presents the 2014 Fund Drive, a heartwarming story of compassion and generosity in which listeners like you donate to help support the station you love.
I just donated and it felt awesome.
For more information, go to www.citr.ca.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Stranded. My name's Matt, and Fun Drive has officially wrapped up, but you can make it tonight to the Biltmore Cabaret, just off Kingsway there, and you can enjoy the silent auction and musical extravaganza that will be on, and all the wonderful CITR volunteers who will be running around being very nice and hospitable. Thanks to everyone who donated during the week. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and a couple more tracks there from the legendary band No Means No, who formed in Victoria, British Columbia in 1979, featuring two brothers who were what set them apart from day one was that enormous sound in their rhythm section, because they had no lead guitar for quite a while, so they really formed their sound through the two Wright brothers jamming on bass and drums and putting the lyrics up front too, it just made a monstrous sound. And then a guitarist joined them and they eventually became the No Means No that we know and love, with only one major lineup change, I believe, halfway through the band's career. A new guitarist took over, and I think it probably split fans, old school and new school, people who said this couldn't be, because the new guitarist was a very, very different style. But anyway, there's just so much talent oozing out of this band that, the addition of a different guitarist, you still have that core of the Wright brothers doing their real boundary-pushing stuff. So you heard there from the album Wrong, you heard a track there called Rags and Bones that's on side two of the record. Wrong, it's their best album, like pretty much most critics say that's where they really nailed it. The critic here on allmusic.com called it Wrong was the mightiest merger between the hateful aggression of punk and the discipline of heavy metal. And then after that you heard my favorite of theirs, but I haven't really listened to a lot of No Means No records, but from what I've heard so far, my favorite song is The River. Awesome track there, epic. And that was from Why Do They Call Me Mr. Happy, a record that came out in 1993. And I just love the emphasis on hard-hitting lyrics. But I'm reading again from this book here by Mark Black, his book No Means No, Going Nowhere. He says, No Means No lyrics have never been accused of didacticism. Robbie writes kind of abstractly, and it doesn't seem to have a direct meaning, but conjures feelings, John says, John of the band. You get a feeling about it. I don't know how to describe it, but it's like it opens up channels in your mind. That's John Wright. And then the author goes on to say, the band's name also touches on a basic, straightforward, universal truth. There's no mistaking what the name is trying to say. No means no. The band is deliberately far more open-ended in what it delivers to its fans while still dealing with the uncomfortable realities of life. And John Wright says, it's not operating in a trivial atmosphere. That was also the strength of the band. It's that we're not just going to talk about what has gone wrong or boy meets girl. We're far more interested in singing about things that kind of have a little bit more meaning to them, with some more relevance to people's lives. So yeah, great. I just love to hear the direct sentiments there from the Wright brothers too about what they're doing. Let's play one more track. There's an album here I found, a Later Day album, and it's called Ausfahrt. No means no. All roads lead to Ausfahrt, which is obviously a German town. No means no, are quite big in Europe. And this record came out, let's see, it's a later period album. It probably came out in the noughties, 2006. Actually, it looks like this was their last actual full-length album. They're still around as a band, but haven't put much into record form for quite some time. Almost 10 years. I wonder what's going on. Anyway, I'm going to play for you the first track from this called Wake Up. This is No Means No, from the 2006 record, All Roads Lead to Ausfahrt.
Let the rising shine.
Sound like This is Sasha Bellot, and you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, you're listening to Strand of the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. So we had one last track there from No Means No from the 2006 record All Roads Lead to Osfart. And after that was a band from Victoria I discovered called The New Colours. Thanks to Pam for recommending that band. And I thought I'd play them directly following No Means No because of the Victoria connection. No Means No formed in Victoria in 1979. The Wright brothers got together and started hammering things out in their basement. And this book here that I've been reading bits and pieces from by Mark Black called No Means No, Going Nowhere, which is part of the Bibliophonics series. He just references Victoria here on page 18. He says, Victoria seems impossible to remove from the identity of No Means No. It may sound melodramatic, but No Means No and Victoria are interwoven, permanently a part of each other. It's rare to read an article or a piece of the press that doesn't mention the band's hometown. Perhaps it's Canada's affection for the provincial capital on Victoria Island or on Vancouver Island, or surprise that something worth noticing has been produced by an island reached only by ferry. So yeah, there we go. So that segued into that song there from New Colours. The New Colours from Victoria, a song called Filthy, which came out in a 7-inch last year. Pretty powerful song there. Very heavy. So the band is called The New Colours. I'll be right back. This is Stranded. You're listening to Canadian and Australian music, mostly Canadian today. And we've got to get into some local music right about now. I'll be right back.
This is Sasha Bellot, and you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So, there's a great local band called Spring. They're formerly known as the SSRIs, who played around for quite some time around Vancouver and toured across Canada. And they had a lineup change last year. It changed their name. They're now called Spring. And they have their debut record out called Celebrations. And if you're listening live, you can get down to the release of this album tonight at the Rickshaw. I'll be heading down after I pop into the CITR Fun Drive extravaganza, first of all, of course, which is on the Biltmore. But, you know, as it is in this city, there's so much wonderful stuff happening every Friday night. I'll just read you a little bit about Spring here. So the musicians of Spring have been playing together in various incarnations for more than 6 years. The band is made up of some of the busiest tour-hardened musicians in East Vancouver's vibrant music scene, having been instrumental in the success of bands like Psych Rock Quartet's SSRIs, The Rebel Spell, and Aunts and Uncles, Bleeding Hearts, and The R's. These seasoned multi-instrumentalists of Spring are poised to launch an exciting career bolstered by their previous successes. So very good musicians, these guys, and I can attest to definitely the skills of Joseph. He is I've been fortunate enough to have him start to teach me guitar over the last year, so I'm very pleased to be supporting Spring here and attending tonight. So let's play for you a couple of tracks from the new album. Well, it's the debut album from Spring, and it's called Celebrations. So let's kick it off with track one, called To Excuse.
We won't see. And I
Wow, that's amazing. This is going to be a huge record. This is Spring, local band, formerly known as the SSRIs, but they did a bit of a lineup change and recorded their debut under the new name last year. And it's out tonight. They're playing the venue called the Rickshaw downtown. It's a special release night for the debut album for Spring. And I'll be definitely getting down there later tonight. Awesome. It's very exciting to hear these songs. I hadn't heard them actually until right now. So I'm blown away. I'm going to play for you one more track from the SSRIs after this message.
The New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Not just Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute, let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, we're back here on CITR Radio, and another track now from Spring from their debut album, Celebrations, and you can catch them tonight at the Rickshaw Cabaret. This is an exceptionally fine group of musicians, I'm looking forward to getting on down there. Let's play for you. We've already played for you track 1, 2, Accuse, and track 3, Paradise. Let's go with track 5 now, called Follow.
2 hours to CNR. Lifetime to remember. Don't miss this wonder show. A dazzling array of illusions and escapes from cataleptic sleep. A thousand wonders, 2 hours to kill, and a lifetime to remember. 2 hours to kill, and a lifetime to remember.
Attention comrades of Canadian DIY communities and underground art scenes.
This is our house, Weird Distro, the first and only not-for-profit online store for Canadian-made cassettes, LPs, CDs, and objets d'art.
One stop, one package, one massive country.
Run by Weird Canada volunteers.
For music to hold in your hands and your hearts, check out Weird Distro at distro.weirdcanada.com.
Really great initiative there, Weird Distro. And three tracks there. We're nearing the end of the show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. At the top of the set there was Spring, Vancouver-based band, who are recording, well, they're releasing their album Celebrations tonight at the Rickshaw. Definitely a show to check out. They are a very fine group of musicians, highly, highly skilled. And keeping it local, we had a track following that called 2 Hours to a Kill by a band called We Found a Lovebird. And they're playing at Lana Lou's. Actually, they're playing Falcon Eddie's on tomorrow night on Commercial Drive. And then Lana Lou's next Friday night. So great band there, local band called We Found a Lovebird, and the track I called was 2 Hours to Kill. And in their press release it says it's based on an old poster for A Mandrake the Musician, a performance circa 1950s or so. Apparently he was from New Westminster, and people said he was one of the nicest guys, just saw a woman in half. Well, it's either about that or an illicit affair, it says. So I like that they've actually wrote little descriptions of their songs in the press release they sent me. So good work. We Found a Lovebird. And after that was Jamison Troy, a local singer-songwriter. We've actually had him on the show here. You can find his interview at the blog, ausstrandedradio.com. In the interviews tab on the left, we interviewed him last year, and he came in and played some songs. And he's playing a lovely intimate set in a few weeks' time. It's a house show at 3rd and Commercial. And he's playing with a woman named Olivia Sharp. And so it's a house show on March 15th, Jamison Troy. If you go to 1746 East 3rd Avenue, you'll find this quiet night of music. All right, we're almost done with the show. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. I will be right back.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
All right. We haven't played any Australian music at all today, but we should sneak in a few tracks at least. Let's keep it topical because the South by Southwest Festival is just about to happen. And every year there is a contingent of Australian acts that makes their way all the way to Austin. And that's a pretty big deal. That's a long way to go. So there's a huge bunch of them, but I'm going to play for you two that I've found here. One is a 20-year-old singer-songwriter named Brooke Adamo, and she goes by the name Owl Eyes. And she's from Melbourne, and she creates some lovely dreamy pop jams. She's released three EPs and one full-length album, Night Swim, from 2013. So let's play a track of hers called Closure. This is Owl Eyes, female singer-songwriter, who's playing at South by Southwest along with a whole bunch of other Australians. And we'll play another project called Lime Cordial after her, who are also at South by Southwest. So first up, here is Owl Eyes.
I make promises that I'll never
keep. Down.
Due to overwhelming demand, a second night has now been added to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds Vancouver performance this summer. While the June 30th show has sold out, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, along with special guest Mark Lanigan, will be returning to the Orpheum Theatre the following night, July 1st. Show on sale on Friday, March 7th at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster locations and at Ticketmaster.ca.
Tree don't care what the little bird sings. We go down with the dew in the morning light.
For more information, visit nickcave.com.
Okay, we're back here. Not too much long left of the show. So that was a band called Lime Cordial. They're a two-piece from Sydney. They're actually brothers, Ollie and Lewis Lamarck. And I played them because they're playing at South by Southwest, along with a whole bunch of other Australians, including Owl Eyes, who was the song you heard before. Lime Cordial. Owl Eyes is a 22-year-old singer-songwriter from Melbourne, and I played you her track called Closure. So if you happen to be down in South by Southwest in the next week or so, which I think is when it's starting, there are two of the artists you can catch. And you just heard there the little ad there for Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. They're coming back, and there's a second show that's been announced. And I believe they're auctioning off some tickets to that show tonight at the Biltmore for the CITR Radio Fun Drive finale. So get on down if you're in Vancouver. So David Love Jones is up next, and let's play here Jubilee Street from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I just love this song. I can't get enough of it. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show.
On Jubilee Street, there was a girl named Bee. She had a history, but she had no past. When they shut her down, the Russians moved in. Now, I'm too scared, I'm too scared to even walk on. She used to say, all those good people down on Jubilee Street, they ought to practice what they preach. And here I come up the hill, I'm pushing my wheel of love. I got love in my tummy and a tiny little pain, and a 10-ton catastrophe on a 60-pound chain. And I'm pushing my wheel of love up Jubilee Streets. I look at me now. Problem was, she had a little black book, and my name was written on every page. Well, a girl's gotta make ends meet, even down Jubilee Street. Practice what I preach. These days I go downtown in my tie and tails. I got a fetus any longer. I am beyond recriminations. The curtains are shut. The furniture is gone. I'm transforming. I'm vibrating. I'm glowing. I'm flying. Look at me now. I'm flying. Look at me now.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Independent radio station at odds against major broadcasting corporations.
I want CITR
dead.
I want CITR
family dead. I want a
radio station
burnt to the ground. I want to go to
Vancouver, BC.
I want to piss out of the ashes.
Was given an opportunity they thought they would never get.
It's UBC. It says here that they want to give us a new radio station.
But they were up against one major problem.
How are we going to pay to move all our stuff into the new radio station?
CITR Radio presents the 2014 Fun Drive, a heartwarming story of compassion and generosity in which listeners like you donate to help support the station you love.
I just donated and it felt awesome.
For more information, go to www.citr.ca.
Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM on March 8th, 2014, as we celebrate International Women's Day with 14 hours of programming. From 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., we will highlight female programmers, musicians, activists, artists, and athletes. Women's equality has made positive gains, but the world is still unequal. International Women's Day celebrates the social, political, and economic achievements of women while focusing attention on areas that require further action. Our 14 hours of International Women's Day programming is one of thousands of events throughout the world honoring the role of women. Join us on CITR 101.9 FM from 8 to 10 on March 8th and be inspired. For more information about the programming schedule, visit www.citr.ca.
Due to overwhelming demand, a second night has now been added to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds Vancouver performance this summer. While the June 30th show has sold out, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, along with special guest Mark Lanigan, will be returning to the Orpheum Theater the following night, July 1st. Show on sale on Friday, March 7th at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster locations and at Ticketmaster.ca.
Tree don't care what the little bird sings. We go down with the dew in the morning light.
For more information, visit nickcave.com.
A new funding opportunity is available for Aboriginal youth in BC who wish to pursue a career in the arts through the Creative Youth Initiatives program, which is being funded by the BC government. The First Peoples Cultural Council will implement the pilot program called Aboriginal Youth Engaged in the Arts through a partnership with the BC Arts Council, which will provide $200,000 to the FPCC for the new program. Grants of up to $15,000 will support projects in any artistic discipline: visual, music, performing, dance, media, and literary. These projects will engage the youth in the arts through interactions with artists visiting through short-term residencies in remote and reserve communities. They will engage youth in arts through workshop series with local artists working in any discipline. During youth workshops or collaborations, visiting artists will work with local artists to build their capacity to engage with the youth through the arts. The application deadline is March 17, 2014. For more information about their program and how to apply, go to fpcc.ca and check out their youth engagement in the arts.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you are listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.